KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Well, the high school volleyball season will get underway tonight for the Atlantic volleyball team as they host a quad here at the Atlantic High School. The Trojans are coming off a 4-28 season under new head coach Emma Beierlein, and now in the second to run here of the program. They will be bringing some youth into the roster here this year. They did lose a few seniors from last year's squad, including their top kill player with Catherine Leonard, the senior coming off the roster from last year. They'll also be looking for a new setter as well, as Megan Behrens graduated out of the program. But they do have a couple of other top players back in Sydney Swoboda and Cheyenne Elliott, along with Riley Seifert back in the roster again here this year. And they'll be bringing some other youth up to try to fill that team as they try to improve and continue to make progress with the program. Once again, they will be at home here tonight for a quad as they take on ACGC. Cam and Earlham will be in town here for that quad going on at the Atlantic High School. That gets underway at 5 o'clock here tonight. In college football yesterday, the AP preseason poll was released, and Alabama is number one for the second straight season and third time in 5 years in the preseason AP poll. The Crimson Tide coming off a last-second loss in the national championship game that left it number two to Clemson in the final top 25 of 2016, received 52 votes from a panel of 61 media members. Ohio State was number two, edging out number three Florida State and preventing the first 1-versus-2 opening game since the AP preseason poll began in 1950. Alabama opens the season against the Seminoles in Atlanta on September 2nd, just the fourth opener involving top five teams and the first pitting teams ranked in the top three. Southern California starts the season at number four. Defending national champion Clemson begins the post-Deshaun Watson era at number five. Other rankings from the Big Ten and Big 12 in the opening poll include Penn State checking in at number 6, Oklahoma's number 7, Wisconsin at number 9, and Oklahoma State at number 10. Michigan comes in at 11 in the first poll of the year. Kansas State's at 20, West Virginia at 22, and Texas at 23rd in the opening poll here of the season. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Yasiel Puig homered in the 12th inning, propelling the L.A. Dodgers to victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5 last night. Puig drove a 1-0 pitch over the wall in center for his 22nd of the season. The Pirates threatened in the bottom half, putting runners on first and second with two out, but Ross Stripling retired Max Moroff on the liner to right for his second save. Curtis Granderson hit a grand slam off of Garrett Cole in Los Angeles' 5-run seventh, and Luis Avilan pitched one inning for the win. The Dodgers avoided taking a second consecutive loss for the first time since losing two straight to Atlanta on July 20th and 21st. The Pirates have lost seven of their past nine games. In other Major League Baseball, Adrian Beltre hit a 3-run homer, and Cole Hamels pitched 7 effective innings as the Rangers cooled off the Angels with a 5-3 win. Rookie Chris Stratton pitched 6 innings to run his scoreless streak to 12 2/3 innings, his past two outings, and the San Francisco Giants stymied the contending Milwaukee Brewers with a 2-0 win. Brandon Guyer scored when first baseman Brock Holt threw away Roberto Perez's bunt in the ninth inning, lifting the Cleveland Indians over the Boston Red Sox 5-4 in a matchup of first-place teams. Also, A.J. Pollock hit a 2-run homer in the 10th inning, and the Arizona Diamondbacks snapped a 3-game skid with a 3-2 victory over the Mets. Adam Jones hit a pair of home runs. Jonathan Schoop added a 3-run shot, and the Orioles beat the Athletics 7-3. Andrew Albers worked into the sixth inning for his second straight win since coming up from the minors, leading the Seattle Mariners to a 6-5 victory over the Braves. Yolmer Sanchez homered and drove in 4 runs. Jose Abreu hit his 25th of the season, and the White Sox held on to beat the Twins 7-6 in the first game of a doubleheader. Carlos Rodon pitched effectively into the seventh inning for his fifth straight outing to earn his first win since July 3rd. The left-hander allowed 2 runs and 4 hits in 6 1/3 innings while striking out 9. Jorge Polanco hit a 3-run homer for the Twins off Derek Holland to cut it to 7-6 in the eighth. In other Major League Baseball developments, the New York Mets continue to suffer from a rash of injuries to their starting pitchers. It was revealed that left-hander Steven Matz needs another elbow operation, almost certainly ending a miserable 2017 season. The team says Matz was diagnosed Monday with irritation of the ulnar nerve in his left elbow. Andrew Miller has been pulled from a game with an apparent injury just days after Cleveland's relief ace returned from the disabled list. He began the seventh inning Monday night by walking Boston Red Sox star Mookie Betts on six pitches, including a number of fastballs that failed to reach 90 miles an hour, and then threw one pitch to Andrew Benintendi before walking off the mound. Indians manager Terry Francona and a team trainer had a brief conversation with Miller, who then left the field. The Minnesota Twins have placed all-star third baseman Miguel Sano on the 10-day disabled list with a stress reaction in his left shin bone. First baseman Kenny's Vargas was recalled Monday from AAA Rochester for the fifth time this season to fill Sano's spot. Also in other baseball notes from yesterday in the Pacific Coast League, it was Nashville beating Iowa 7-0, and Round Rock was a 10-3 winner over Omaha. Those teams will play again here in evening games tonight. In NFL news, star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. of the Giants hurt his left leg during Monday night's game against Cleveland when he took a legal but questionable hit to the knee from Browns cornerback Brian Buddy Calhoun. Beckham, one of the NFL's best players, caught an 18-yard pass and was coming down on his left leg when he was immediately hit by Buddy Calhoun's right shoulder and helmet. The impact flipped Beckham onto his side and his head bounced off the turf. He was then taken off the field and then went to the locker room where TV cameras captured him dropping to his knees on the floor in the corridor outside of New York's locker room. And also a woman who reported that she'd been sexually assaulted has filed a lawsuit against Baylor University, alleging that questions she faced from the university shifted blame toward her and attacked her. The lawsuit filed in a Waco federal court on Monday alleges the Baylor's response to the attack violated federal Title IX laws against gender discrimination. That was even though the university officials had said new policies had been implemented before the attack in response to a sexual violence scandal that embroiled the Baylor football program. Jim Dunnan, a Waco lawyer representing the student, told the Waco Tribune-Herald, "I think that, unfortunately, it's an example of how things still have not changed." Dunham and Houston lawyer Chad Dunn jointly represent 10 former students who alleged that their sexual assaults weren't handled adequately. The lawsuit alleges the student, who Dunn said still attends Baylor and was identified in the suit only as Jane Doe 11, was attacked in April while she was a sophomore attending under two scholarships, one athletic and one need-based. The lawsuit said the student underwent a sexual assault examination by a nurse, and the assault was reported to Waco and University Police and Baylor's Title IX office. The person she accused told investigators that aside from kissing, no sexual activity occurred. The lawsuit says that Baylor police investigated but filed no charges. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.